With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
We are going to finish the job, and we're going to finish it very fast.
President Trump addressing the nation from the White House last night, saying that all of America's core strategic objectives are nearly achieved in the Iran war. Chief among those objectives, making sure that Iran will never have a nuclear weapon. The president is calling on other nations to retake the Strait of Hormuz from Iran and keep it open.
Build up some delayed courage. Should have done it before. Should have done it with us, as we asked. Go to the Strait and just take it. Protect it. Use it for yourselves. Iran has been essentially decimated. The hard part is done, so it should be easy.
As Mr. Trump demands that Iran make a deal with the U.S., ceasefire talks continue.
Iran has responded to President Donald Trump's address to Americans on the war with new missile attacks targeting Israel and the Gulf Arab states, underlining Tehran's insistence that it rejects Washington's outreach for a ceasefire while maintaining its grip on the Strait of Hormuz. Britain Thursday plans to hold a call with nearly three dozen countries about how to reopen the strait, through which 20% of all oil and natural gas traded passes in peacetime. The call will discuss diplomatic and political measures that could restore shipping once the fighting's over. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The long-running partial government shutdown may soon be over. There's a fresh Republican-authored plan for funding the Department of Homeland Security. The Senate may take up that proposal as early as today. A historic moon mission is underway with last evening's launch of four astronauts from the Kennedy Space Center. NASA's Artemis II mission will see the astronauts make a lunar fly-around. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 618 points. This is SRN News. An unusual decision by the Washington Post.
The newspaper, long a bastion of liberal thought, has published an editorial criticizing the Supreme Court of Finland for denying the religious freedom of a member of its parliament. Pavi Rasinen has been fined for quoting the Bible on homosexuality, and the Post calls the decision a farce, adding, quote, "It's not a crime to publish unpopular religious views." The paper goes on to urge Americans to cherish their First Amendment rights. Michael Harrington reporting.
Chile's new president is deeply religious in a country that is growing increasingly secular. José Antonio Kast's faith resonates with many supporters, and political analysts say it may shape but not immediately change policy on issues such as abortion and the LGBTQ agenda. Kast, who won nearly 60% of the vote, has opposed contraception, same-sex marriage, and abortion for years. His positions also align with those of President Trump. This is SRN News. More than 50 years after her murder, the killing of a 17-year-old Utah girl has been linked to infamous serial killer Ted Bundy.
Police say new DNA testing links the unsolved death of Utah teenager Laura Ann Amy to Bundy, who was put to death for his crimes back in 1989. Bundy had confessed to Amy's killing the night before his execution, but as it could not at that point be definitively confirmed, her death has remained classified as an unsolved homicide low these many years. The Utah County Sheriff's Office credits new forensic techniques for helping them finally close the case. Bob Agner reporting.
Marine archaeologists have located the wreck of a Danish warship. It sank in the 1801 Battle of Copenhagen. Denmark's Viking Ship Museum says divers are racing to excavate the wreck before construction begins nearby. The wreck lies about 50 feet down in thick mud and near zero visibility. More details, SRNnews.com.